Warga Australia didesak untuk mendapatkan vaksinasi menjelang musim flu dikarenakan sebuah virus yang mungkin melanda pada tahun ini. World Health Organization berkata, virus Brisbane yang dinamai dari kota asalnya adalah salah satu bentuk virus yang paling mematikan di dunia. Abby O'Brien melaporkan. Agar siap menjalani musim flu berat mendatang, para ahli medis mendesak warga Australia untuk mendapatkan suntikan flu sebelum awal Mei. Kepala Australian Medical Association Dr. Michael Gannon memperingatkan untuk melindungi diri dari virus yang berpotensi mematikan itu.
Influenza remains a major cause of death, disability and disease in our community. I'd shudder to think what it would be like without the preventative capacity preferred by the vaccination program.
Sejalan dengan rekomendasi dari World Health Organization, vaksinasi 2018 akan menawarkan perlindungan dari flu Brisbane ini. Virus influenza jenis B ini pertama kali dideteksi di ibu kota Queensland pada tahun 2009. Virus tersebut diakui sebagai salah satu yang paling berbahaya di dunia. Dr. Gannon mengatakan, anjuran itu mengikuti penelitian yang ekstensif.
The health authorities around the world identify the strains of virus that have the greatest ability to cause disease or the greatest ability to cause death and are of the greatest prevalence. It is the influenza vaccination programs in Australia and indeed around the world are extremely expensive. There's a lot of work and a lot of thought which goes into making it as effective as possible. That means targeting the most dangerous strains.
Tetapi, Dr. Gannon juga menekankan semua tipe flu berbahaya. Trent Toomey, Kepala Farmasi Galt of Australia Cabang Queensland berkata, ada dua jenis vaksinasi flu yang berbeda. Hanya satu dari keduanya ampuh melindungi dari virus Brisbane dan tiga virus lainnya, termasuk jenis A dan B.
There's the trivalent and the quadrivalent. So what we are saying is that for those people, specifically in Brisbane, but also those people that are worried about that particular B strain virus, to make sure they get the quadrivalent as opposed to the trivalent flu vaccination.
2017 adalah salah satu tahun terburuk untuk flu di Australia. Lebih dari 56.000 didiagnosis di Queensland. Dr. Gannon mengatakan Victoria juga mengalami musim flu yang buruk.
What we did see in Queensland last year and in Victoria was a second spike in lethal influenza cases in spring, and most of those were in the elderly.
Dia juga berkata, para orang tua yang berpotensi tinggi menangkap virus ini mendapat vaksinasi gratis dari pemerintah federal.
The elderly, and of course this year they are going to enjoy the protection of an even stronger vaccine for the first time this year. But other groups as well, those with chronic diseases, those taking immune suppressant medication, pregnant women, Aboriginal Torres Strait Islanders, some groups of children.
Associate Professor Toomey bersikeras mendapatkan imunisasi sudah menjadi tanggung jawab masyarakat.
It is about herd immunity. Now, I'm a white middle class male, so the risk of who's otherwise fit and healthy, but I still have an obligation to make sure that I go and get the flu vaccination because I want to make sure that I'm not a carrier of the virus and the other people that I come into contact with, my grandparents, my parents, my children, aren't exposed to this strain. So, you know, it's not just up to those susceptible parts of our society to make sure they're vaccinated. It is about herd immunity, and we all have a responsibility to make sure we get vaccinated.